Lime, duh.
Yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, a podcast where comedians dissect the wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most spiral stand-up about professional wrestling, Dan Black.
Someone you idolize.
A.K.A. Dunsky Black Amora, A.K.A. Papa Oat Milk, the Creatine Dream. Bump, 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 bump. Dark cloud over that wrestler. I apologize for that. AKA the Modern Day Goof and Spoof, Haraja.
One, two, is this on?
Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, gabba wee, yeah. This girl, she's mine. And hop, hum. She's fine. What up, jabroniacs?
See, the thing is this.
We are back in action for your satisfaction with all our spicy, mui, chef's kiss, caliente wrestling reactions. Woo! And before we get into talking about the world of pro wrestling and all the chatter, because this week there is a lot to talk about, including... we know for the first time ever where WrestleMania will be for the next 3 years. That's never happened before. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the Royal Rumble. We're going to talk about 8K cameras, whatever those are. And we're going to talk about some... I've been cruising the dirt sheets. It gets spicy. But before we do, I have a major announcement for everybody. All right. So, people, if you skip the announcements, don't skip them this week. Okay? Because it's too much for you to miss. And this stuff is fucking awesome, frankly. Okay, so we are doing a big Patreon push here, okay? What does that mean? You know, we're patreon.com/comedianswrestling. That's who you get access to bonus episodes, all our bonus content. But, yeah, we're trying to get more patrons to support this podcast. But, as always, we are never, ever, ever asking for handouts. So if we ask for more from you, that comes with... more from us. And boy, oh boy, do I got some announcements. So right now, we're doing a patron push, okay? Where we are, when we get 20 new patrons from right now, this is our stretch goal, 20 new patrons from this moment, okay? A lot happens. Many would argue too much happens. When that happens, the second that happens, okay? So this is already being worked on. So the second we get that 20 patron mark, okay, first thing that happens is new cow art drops immediately. So you look in your iTunes, your Apple Podcasts, wherever you go, to Stitcher, I don't know, what else? Where else? People listen to Spotify. In there, new cow art will release immediately. And if you are a patron, that day, corresponding sticker art, brand new stickers, which are already designed in hiding, top secret, will drop, will go out to every single patron. No matter what tier you're at, you will get this sticker in the mail. The second we hit that 20 mark, boom, they're gone. That's only 20 patrons. I mean, this podcast gets a lot of listens. This should be easy to you guys. The most thing I hear from you guys all the time when people sign up for Patreon, because I message people individually to thank them for joining the Patreon, is people are like, hey, sorry, it's long overdue. You know, like, it's long overdue. I've been listening for years, stuff like that. And if you're one of those people, this is your moment to get value out of doing something you've been meaning to do. So you get that, okay? At all tiers, you get that. Now, already something that's going into effect right now is the Cow private Discord channel for patrons is already open for patrons at all levels. So that doesn't even matter. If you sign up now, you get instant access to that, and that'll still be part of the 20 patron push, but... you'll get that instantly. So that doesn't unlock at the end. And I'm already making myself available. I want to say 24 hours a day. It's a slight exaggeration, but my accessibility is high. And so we're talking on there, and I'm, you know, be honest, having conversations. I told people already about this announcement on the Discord. People get direct access to me to talk about the pod, about wrestling. It's awesome. Now, we still have the Facebook group, which is the Calmunity. We still have our show threads going on in there. This is just if you want to have you want to talk to me, you want to talk wrestling in a more psychotic way, you join me over on the Discord at any time. So you'll get that. And also, when we hit, okay, so you get a sticker, we get new cow art, we get access to the Discord from this push, which is already in effect if you become a patron on patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Also, we have one more announcement from Aaron about what happens when we get to 20 patrons.
Yes, so really, really huge news. When we get to our threshold,
right?
I'm
20 more patrons.
20 more patrons. I am honored to announce that it will mark the return of the Cow Movie Club to Patreon.
Wow.
Season 3 of the Cow Movie Club will go into production as soon as we get those 20 more patrons. And extra good news for everyone, Cow Movie Club will now be available to patrons at all tiers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, and we're going to be doing, it'll be another season 3, a 10-episode season, like your standard Netflix series.
This is amazing.
We have 10 movies already picked and ready to go. Wow. And there'll be some new, some changes maybe to the format and the movies that we watch. But
so Aaron and I are constantly talking about, talking about people, you know.
People are talking about people.
That's a separate thing that we do. But we talk about movies and media all the time. We're constantly texting about it. So we've gotten very organized about this. So part of the Cow Movie Club is we watch movies with professional wrestlers in them. But also we recommend shows, movies that we're watching. So if you're, especially now with all this time, you're like, what do we watch? We're keeping very close track of the good shit to be watching.
Shows, movies, books, products, items that we have that we'd like to
products
recommend.
Will mostly love be it. Aaron. Yeah. The only product I'll recommend is Raw and SmackDown, baby.
Oh.
As far as I'm concerned, the product. Okay.
The product.
Yeah. So that's it for 20 more patrons. The Cow Movie Club season 3 will return. New art, brand new sticker for all patrons. The sticker is fire, if I say so myself. The Discord is open, which a lot of you were giving me shit for, saying we should have already had a Discord, that I'm a boomer, and you know, frankly, you're right. I don't know what you want from me. What do you fucking want from me? Oh man. Anyway, okay. So that's not even all the announcements we have. That's it. So the big Patreon push, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. I will thank you for signing up, and you'll get all this value, access to our Discord server, tons and tons of stuff. Support the pod. We do this on our own. We do it for you. We do it because we have to, because we're not total failures. Okay. Also, let's throw over to Nick Tulo is here. I didn't introduce him yet, but Nick Tulo, he has a big announcement now that we're in Rumble season. What is it, Nick?
It's Rumble season. That means it's time for the, I actually don't know what year this is, 4th annual Royal Rumble Pool?
I think it's the 4th, right?
4th. 4th annual Royal Rumble Pool, inspired by my birthday parties from when I was a child. My mom used to throw birthdays on Royal Rumble. But yeah, anyway, it's super simple. Last year, we had 90 people participate. $15, you Venmo to @TickNulo. TickNullo gets you an entry into the Royal Rumbles pool, not just the men's, but the women's as well. So you have two shots to win money. We split the money up amongst all the winners for the night. Last year we had 90, so there were three pools, 30 each. Everybody gets paid out that night on that night. A couple of notes about it. On January 27th, the pool will close at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time after AEW Dynamite and NXT. So you have 1 week from this date to get into the Royal Rumble pool. After that, you're out. Dan, I'm not chasing you down again. Tell Skyler, tell all your boys, Letterman, I got to always chase. Oh, yeah, yeah, make sure you get Skyler in there. No, pay and you're in, baby. Let's go. Okay. And then.
Wow. Very militaristic of you.
Oh, and then on.
Wow. Okay. Keep
so going. Every year we've increased 30 to 60 to 90. So I'm assuming we're going to have 120 this year and we're going to cap it at 120. So first 120, first come, first serve. And then on January 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be doing a live pool drawing on my Twitch, twitch.tv. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. twitch.tv/tiptoe with Tulo. And you can join me pretty much every day of the week on there watching.
All right. Awesome. All right, so check out the Royal Rumble.
I can't wait to win the pool for the third time.
Aaron's won the pool twice, correct?
Yeah. So you see how Aaron? I roll.
Twice.
Correct. Cool. Awesome. The Royal Rumble pool, always a blast. You get a number when that person enters. When it's like, oh, the number 8 guy comes out, you pray to God it's not our truth. It's a good time. Right? But I think this year might be the year where there's the most possible winners. Like I think there's the it's a wide field. Unless I would say this. If you hear this, you have won the Rumble. I would say that, right? That's like if Brock's in the Rumble, he's probably winning. Okay, anyway, one last thing about the Patreon, patreon.com/meanswrestling. Every Friday morning, we put out our AEW NXT centric. It's not even just that. It's our Q&A episodes. You guys ask us questions and we answer them on there. And we'll also just talk about wrestling in general with Tulo. This week, I put out an episode on Monday with the Magent, Brian Dipperstein. And that's something, by the way, I'm going to be doing. I'm calling it the Monday Raw sessions, okay? the Raw Monday sessions, you know?
Mm.
Sometimes I'm going to drop some episodes on Monday on the main feed with some guests, and it'll be more general talking about wrestling. But I had Brian Dipperstein on Monday. Great conversation with Brian Dipperstein. Check it out. Tulo was listening to this episode.
Yeah.
Started texting me that he was disagreeing heavily with Brian Dipperstein's assessment. No?
He's so negative, man. God.
Right. We don't control people's opinions on this show. We have a wide gamut of opinions. So
that's fine.
What I'm trying to do is tomorrow on the podcast, on the bonus episode, we are going, and I've already confirmed this with Dipperstein, going to have a debate. Let's between go. Tulo and Dipperstein on
Fire
the Patreon bonus episode this week. Mr. Positivity versus, I don't want to call him Mr. Negativity. Oh, I wouldn't say that's what, I don't think he would like that, but according to Tulo, he's the most negative.
He's like so over the top. He's like, I just can't even take it anymore. It's the worst it's ever been. I don't even care about anybody. I'm like, Jesus, man, relax. I just came off of saying SmackDown's the best show on in all of wrestling. And this guy's over here saying WWE can't fucking figure anything out. And I'm like,
well,
damn.
You know, it's interesting because I've heard it's kind of a weird split time, especially with SmackDown. I was reading on Cage Side Seats this article. What?
Reading articles, huh?
Oh yeah. Speaking of articles, go over to medium.com, danblackattack.com. Wait, it's medium.danblack.com. I wrote an article called Trump Worked Himself Into a Shoot. Anyway, there's a lot of plugs because we're doing a lot of shit. So just support us so we can become the Cow Media conglomerate that we are meant to be. We're looking to be Cow-nicon. You know what we call it? Anyway, I got to introduce Newman here. He's sitting here quietly, patiently, gorgeous man. But here's the deal. We'll be putting those out. So we'll have the Tulo versus Dipperstein will be the bonus episode this week. We'll still talk about AEW NXT in there.
Can I say one more thing real quick?
Absolutely.
Do you have a choice? Tomorrow? No, not really. But tomorrow night is Cal Game Night. is the new Hot Rage with we're going to be playing Among Us at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Say so, that. Okay.
If you want to get all up in that in the Cow Gaming Night.
Shame.
No, Cow Gaming Night is great.
We'll on my Twitch channel.
Play Among Us on Thursday. But Tula, read the room. There was too many announcements. You know what I mean?
That's a big announcement. I mean, I think it's Cow Game Night is.
He did ask permission to get that last one in there.
And yeah, but then I said, do I have any choice? And he said, no.
Well, I mean, you're sounding pretty sus right now. I'm not going to lie.
No, Cow Game Night is a great time. I'll be playing Among Us. I'm addicted to playing Among Us with you guys. It's a fucking blast. Great game. Y'all sus. Anyway, let's Super introduce. Sus. Aaron's already introduced. Too low, as far as I'm concerned. You're over introduced.
Accurate.
He's here. He's a nasty, nasty boy. Nasty Newman, what up?
How about it?
Wow. Someone is salty. Oh, man. Unfortunately for me, I don't think that to him I am
someone you idolize.
Didn't nail that. Anyway, a lot to talk about in the world of pro wrestling, not just the world of Cal, which sometimes feels, frankly, cooler to me. But, you know, I don't know. What can we say? What can I say? Maybe I'm just, you know, a little Lex Luger, a little bit of the narcissist. But, okay, I'm going to start outside the ring. I think that I want to get your guys' take on WrestleMania being scheduled through 2023. I'm not going to talk about that terrible announcement video. I was yelling about it on the episode on Monday. If you want to hear my opinion about Triple H and Stephanie, you know, thinking it's so funny to wear a wig. Like, oh, I'm wearing a wig. Isn't that funny? Maybe I will talk about this.
Too late. You're already there.
We should, because I know we've had enough plugs already, but it serves as a plug for the podcast in general, because the only people that should be handling comedy plus wrestling is the Cow Podcast.
Yeah.
Because in general, comedy plus wrestling, or rather wrestling plus comedy, is poison. Poison.
Yeah.
They do not know how to do it. They think wearing a wig, it's like they went to, like, what are these guys, Iowa West or something? Like, what's going on?
Well, the thing is this, is that, see, oh, man, hold on.
Well, see, the thing is this.
Whenever somebody's writing something that's just joke, 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 laugh, 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 but there's no kind of through line between it. It's all just hodgepodge stuff. You know what I mean? It reeks of amateur to me. And like, this thing was so amateur to me. It's like, it had funny moments. There was funny moments in it. Like, it was fun. If you don't know what I'm talking about, they did this announcement video where Triple H and Stephanie were doing like a fake newscast. And they would throw to the correspondents, who one was Cena, one was Sasha Banks. I think that was it, right? Oh, one was Roman Reigns. And they would announce the next three Manias, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a fine idea. But then they were like, hey, they kick it off right out the bat being like, we're not who you think we are, you know? And you're like, I didn't think anything. I didn't think this thing just started. No one thought anything. Like, what? Like, it's so confusing because it's not like, so if you want that joke to work, probably you do a little bit of talking and you just go, a lot of people are saying that I'm Triple H. I'm not, you know, like I look like Triple H. He's, you know, right.
The only thing I have to think is it aired at like NBC and like during the football game, right? Or something.
Well,
so, like,
that's my next point, Tula. Like during Raw, I get if you were like, we don't know who we think we are. And it was on during Raw. But if you're showing that during football, do people all know who Steph and Triple H are?
Or right. Yeah, is that part of the bit? Is that they're trying to like pretend like they're not the wrestlers, like, or who they are? I don't get it.
Point is that my dad. Okay, look, the Wadowski test or whatever, right? Like dad, if he's watching football and they put this on, and then he was like, "I'm not who you think you are," he'd be like, "I don't know who you are," and then I'd be like, "Oh, that's Triple H." Like, oh, he looks a lot different. Like he wouldn't be. My dad thinks of DX Triple H. You know what I mean? Triple H hasn't even been on TV in a couple of years. That's it. And Stephanie McMahon, my dad wouldn't even be able to recognize. And he's watched hours, years of wrestling, you know? So it's just kind of like narcissistic in a way, And it's just weird. It was odd. I mean, it was just odd.
A million things to pick apart here. It's that. Yeah. It's the fact that, like, if you say that you are not who you think I am, then the Chiron where your name is should say not who you think I am instead of a different name altogether, right? They didn't.
Their names were like, "Hey, would you blow me?" and stuff, right?
It's, no, not even. It was just like Alan Parsons or Project, and it was just
well,
like,
they threw it a set. So. So you're like, okay, the joke is that they're doing a newscast. All right, let's talk about the kayfabe world of this newscast. They're doing a newscast where they're trying to throw to real their real correspondents. And so one, they go, let's go to news. But it's Roman Reigns at a desk, okay? And he's like, Roman Reigns is trying to be tough. And he is fucking tough. Roman Reigns is in the zone right now, right? He, you know, and maybe the Monday after WrestleMania, he might become one of my guys. We know that. I'm holding off. But that's what I'll give my thing. But he's on a nice track right now. But he goes, oh, yo, he's like, there's no weatherman here. The only thing here is the head of the table. You're like, way to set up your talent to look like a fucking asshole. Just why not have a weatherman there and then Triple H spears him? Or Roman Reigns spears him. And then he's like, yo, fuck this. Like, the weather, like, you don't need to focus on the weather because the only storm coming is Roman Reigns to Tampa on April. I'm improvising. This is better. On April 10th and 11th, right? You know what I mean?
I just want to point out, yeah, I checked the tape, and the newscasters' names are Anita Reelman. As an Anita Real Man, right?
That is Hey Would You Blow Me status.
And then the other anchor is Henry E. Pankey.
Yeah,
Hanky Pankey.
Wow.
So it wasn't.
You didn't even
that
realize
wrong.
That, Dan?
Yeah. No, because I honestly, I was kept looking away.
I spent three days coming up with those names, I guarantee you.
Yo, so someone approved this. All right, so they cut to Roman Reigns, and then he's basically like, there's no weather, and he does his thing, and whatever. It's weird. It's a weird segue. It's whatever. And then they cut to Sasha Banks, and I'm like, what is happening here? She's doing like a southern accent,
yeah,
right?
And then at the end, she didn't start with a southern accent.
She started with one, dropped it, and then brought it, did it at the end. And
I just heard her regular voice, and then like the last three sentences were in.
And you're also like, if this is airing during football, people don't know who Sasha Banks is. They might know who Triple H and Stephanie are, but introduce them to the boss who drips, baby. Why is she? Why not have her be like, my dad would text me and be like, who's Sasha Banks? But instead, he's like, who is? He would be like, what is what he would say? What? Like, what he would say is, I saw WWE things. Looks like Mania's going to Dallas.
Like, I love that you were like, I love how you were like, I'm not even going to get into it. And we just fucking dissect.
I literally was like, I already talked to him.
No, you got it. Dude, it's so funny because look, you missed things. You didn't even know the hanky panky, dude. You know how bad that is? Hugh can't see me. Like, you can't see me for Cena. Did you even see that?
See, you can't see me is funny because it's not funny. Like, it's not even a play on names.
Yeah.
Can't see me is not a traditional last name. Like, Reelman sounds like a last name. Hugh is just adding the Hugh sound before you can't see me. You know what I mean? Like, now, that being said, it's like, listen, this is a strategy of comedy. I've seen it. People who are like lazy at comedy, they're like, what I do is anti-comedy. And it's like, no, you're just not funny is what you do. You can't do comedy the real way. My buddy, Jerry Logan, a hilarious guy, said some people, he's like, people do a comedy that's like, wouldn't it be funny if I actually tried to do comedy? You know, like, you give out this vibe of like, that like you're too good to do comedy, and you're like, you're not fooling me. Now, this, whatever. It's just, what it all really comes down to is, so we don't harp on this too long, is like, WWE should be nailing comedy if they're going to do so much comedy, and they do a lot of comedy. And actually, I thought the Miz Morrison segment was pretty funny this week.
Yeah,
actually. I thought that actually worked. We'll get into the Krumholtz of it all. but like, yeah, we'll get into that. But like, WWE did not hire me to write there. Okay? I don't know. Like, I've talked about it. They didn't hire me. Okay? I think part of their problem is that I'm a fan of the show. Okay? Meanwhile, I know people they hired right there who have no fucking credits. They've done nothing. Like, they don't know wrestling. They're barely writers. I don't know. It's be like the place is like, it just is. It's so frustrating because WWE could be great. So you could see this as me saying, oh, I'm being negative. But this place within, and I'll, and just to fucking, I will, just to do this, I will give you examples. And I already did. I already rewrote the Roman thing and made Roman look cool as opposed to nonsensical and stupid and not a good display of the fucking awesome wrestler that he is, you know? It's like, I'll give you examples throughout this pod of like ways to make their writing actually work. Okay. And then, WB, if you listen to this, fine. You don't like I talk shit about you? Well, then do better. Don't hire me. I don't know what you fucking want from me.
They'll
What's
just
happening?
Take it.
Am I on steroids still?
Yeah,
am I
yeah,
still
you
on
are.
Steroids?
They're just going to take it. They'll probably use it.
I know.
And make it their own. You'll be like, see, I mean.
I know. Well, like, the thing is this is like.
They're listening.
Well, see, the thing is this.
Like, I would have to remove that. It might be too distracting for the flow of the pod, but let's stay there for a little bit. Yeah, it's just it's frustrating because WWE can be great, and AEW does a lot to make their writing work a lot of the time to me. I'm just saying, there's times where they do stuff to make it make sense. Do they nail it every time? No, but like I kind of see where they're going, and I think that's where the bar is. Shebs always says this. He's a jabron. He attacked me while I was sick. He's a piece of shit, but he does have good points sometimes. And his point was, he's like, you get so excited when it makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
how I feel. You know? Like, when I'm watching that Randy segment with his face guard up this week,
oh,
I'm
God.
Just like sitting there being like, oh, please, say something that I like. Say something that I like. And then if he does, I get so excited, I think it's a good segment.
Right.
Anyway, any other last thoughts about that segment? Newman, it looks like you had shit to say about it.
Well, no, I mean, it was just, like, it was everything we said. It was just, you could pick apart, it's basically...
There's no coherent comedy idea.
At all, right?
Like, right.
Roman...
Other than, this is Roman a news show that this is a news show that doesn't at all resemble a news show.
Right.
Right?
They think that it's right. ironic enough that they are playing... people other than who they are in real life. And then
right.
that's what they think is funny. Like, oh, we're not actually newscasters. That's the joke.
So here's my other thing about this. So Tulo, this aired during football?
I want to say yeah.
Because I saw somebody post on my Facebook feed, like the first second I saw it, someone said, this just popped up during the game.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of the three locations, you know? But yeah. it wasn't the video, so I wasn't sure if the video aired, but I imagine it did. Okay, so if you're a sports fan, right, your yeah. whole beef with professional wrestling is what?
It says fake.
This is going to help? This is going to help that?
Right.
This is going to make people go like, you know what? What they're doing over there is pretty... It's that feels super real now.
I could tell you what would happen.
I want to check that out.
Why not show you? Yo, I just want to say one last thing. Is that a tool I'll throw to you? Is
yeah.
that like when I remember when I got back into wrestling? 50% of it was because I got DVR. I was like, wow, DVR was just invented, and I was like, I can record Raw and fast forward through the whole middle. Count me in, right? You know, and so then I was like, oh, recording wrestling. It was great. It really got me back in. And the other thing was just. Pictures of John Cena and Dave Bautista on men's health magazines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just, I was like, I'm like, I think I'm missing something by not watching what these guys are up to.
Yeah.
I saw a guy who looked like Marky Mark with a chain around his neck, jacked. And then I would see Bautista, the animal, like, full, like, on cover of men's health, just like, walking alone. You know what I mean? And sometimes his back, the dragon tattoo on his back. And I was like, yeah. What is going on with this guy? I got to pop back in. And that's how I got back into wrestling. How would this do that for you? You know?
It wouldn't at all.
It's so misguided.
Yeah. And I think, I don't want to compare, but like, I feel like if AEW was going to advertise on NBC, they would want, and they knew that spot was during a football game, they would make it more sports centric to make you interested in coming to watch the product. But here's the complete opposite, right?
That now, well, yeah, just to that point, if you see Wardlow, if they just show like Wardlow doing that F10, people might want to just check that out because it looks badass. But
let's just talk about what happened recently. Remember when basketball was on and then Dynamite showed right after and they got Chris Jericho and they got run over? And what did WWE do? They put fucking Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens after the football game. In a cage match to start off right after. And they got like 4 million views on it and like helped SmackDown stay up. I think one of the big things that's missing is there's the star quality on Raw is just, there's like no one.
Well, no one transcending. They're leaning on, they're putting all of it on Randy's back. If I had to draw Raw right now, it would be Randy like, with the show on it. You know, like the
think about how cool SmackDown is.
You got like the world on his back.
You got Roman Reigns, who's been in movies now, is looking like he's going to start crossing over, is becoming this big star, you know, like he's now a new version of himself. And you have Sasha Banks, who's in The Mandalorian. She's got the star power. You have
Sasha Banks is a star.
Star.
Okay? That's the thing. Like, you don't need all this, like, silly stuff. Like,
and that's what I'm saying. It's just
Sasha
like
Sasha Banks in, like, one of her outfits, like, being badass, like that would you could just see a picture of her. You'd
also
be like,
thirst
what is
trap
she
her
doing?
Up. She's a fucking 10. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you show people her, they're gonna be like, I got it. Like, same
during
thing
as sports.
Yeah. Now, for me, if I saw Sasha, I'd be like, oh, that's an attractive woman. Maybe I'll check that out. If I saw Dave Bautista bursting out of his fucking skin, his tendons coming out of his throat, okay, and a dragon tattoo on his face, well, then I got to turn on the show. But that's just me. You know, I have a deep respect for, you know, jacked up guys. I don't know what that is, and it's just what it is. But, right? No, but yeah, exactly. Sasha Banks, you dress her like Catwoman before she got thrown out the window by Christopher Walken? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. When she actually looks like Catwoman, like on SmackDown, you know? Like,
she's dressed like Selena Kyle, not Catwoman.
Yeah.
That's although what the outfit was.
That version of Catwoman is just not at all what Catwoman really ever is in anything else. Like, right? Like, she's like just a, she's kind of like a bumbling fucknut secretary who becomes like that. But then now she's like a thief. She's always like a thief, right? Hot thief.
Mm-hmm.
Cat burglar.
With little bugles on her fingers.
Catwoman is so hot right now.
Catwoman is so hot right now.
Batman is like, what are you doing? stop that.
I'm just a little kitty. I'm just a little kitty.
Get down from there.
Oh, hi, Batman. Have any milk?
Your cats are lactose intolerant. You shouldn't have milk.
What? Okay. All right. Uh-huh. I just stole your car and a gold necklace. Bye. Okay, anyway, that's my version of Catwoman. To be honest, that was as good as Hugh Can't See Me. But
Can't See Me.
It was just stupid. But it's like, yo, I don't know. I guess the thing is like this.
The thing is this.
I think that I don't know. See, okay. To go to Tulo's point, there's two ways I see it. AEW, I think, if I was in charge of AEW, I think I would have a really hard time selling AEW to the football fan, okay? I just feel like you saw what happened. They saw Jericho, and they're like, what? You know what I mean? They're like, wow. I just think that's just how I feel.
Yeah, they're more
carny.
It would
be an uphill battle. It's more indie. It's more for us who are frustrated with WWE, you know? But I could be wrong. MJF could catch on, like, you know, whatever. But with WWE, they have the look of these guys. They have Braun Strowman. They have Miz, who's a recognizable guy at this point. We kill it on, like, you could put Miz on Monday on football. You know what I mean? With the briefcase. Like, they have guys who can really attract. Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, shirtless, Scottish, right? Come out with a bunch of bagpipes. Like, they have these guys who wrestling fans could look at and be like, or lapsed fans or sports guy people looking for more content who would see that. But this is like, well, you know, whatever. We've drilled it home a million times, but like, I don't understand this logic at all. You know, I can't see.
Big miss. It's just a bit, it's a big miss. Big missed opportunity for them to do something good, and they just
Anyway, we're not going to talk about that video. We're not going to talk about
No, good.
Let's move on. You think we should move on from that? I don't think we should waste any time on the pod talking about that.
We don't need to talk about it at all.
Okay, but I do want to talk about WrestleMania this year just to talk to you guys. Is like, okay, there's Stephanie McMahon already confirmed they will have a crowd. It'll be two nights. I'm hearing 30% capacity. In April, which is like all, it's just which is like almost now, right? It's like very soon. Have there been events at that level, that size during COVID? I don't watch football or anything.
Yeah,
I know NFL hasn't, but it has.
Yeah,
has football had that many? So 30% of some I don't know how many games. How many people in Raymond James Stadium. My guess is 70,000.
75,000. Yeah, so.
So let's say they're going to have 30,000 plus people in there. Wow. I mean, right now in Los Angeles, it's one per five people have COVID. One in every three have had it. That's what they say. And one in five currently have it, as I think.
65,890 is the exact number. 65,000. Wow.
22,000.
Letterman. I don't know if he was in Florida or whatever, but he sent me this video. Maybe it was somebody he knew took it and he sent it to me. It was a bar that kind of had like open windows in Florida and it was rocking. He was like, it was, I was like COVID just doesn't exist at all. It was kind of crazy. I guess my question to you guys is that how do you feel about going? Would you go to, I'm not saying about like, would you feel safe going to this Mania?
I would only go,
Well, yeah, and let me just be upfront. I respect your decisions. I will 100% be there for night one and night two, but that's a separate thing. I'm just curious where you guys are at. I'm a madman. So
my thing would be under the fact that I would go only if we were going to do stuff for the pod. Like if we were in a house and we were contained and we did stuff for the pod.
Another reason to be there.
Yeah, and then we like went to WrestleMania and then just came back home, like
for business.
Yeah, and we just like recorded and made content. That's the only way I would go. I wouldn't go.
I see it, it's almost been a year and I've made it this long without getting COVID. I'm not gonna risk it. Take the risk to go to a WrestleMania.
Yeah, they can't even keep their talent from getting it.
Yeah,
they're not gonna keep the fans from getting it.
And it's not just WWE, it's the state of Florida. Like, where am I going to, like, going to eat, going to, like, go pick up food and stuff? I just don't trust it. If it was here in LA and, you know, things were different and they were still doing it at 30% capacity, I'd consider it, but I don't know.
Strap that VR on and hit those virtual tickets up.
What is the real difference though between it being in LA and being in Florida though?
I wouldn't have to travel, and Florida's
gotcha. So you're saying traveling?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I guess who cares about this? I mean, I just am gauging. Like it sounds nuts. You know, I don't watch any sports, so I was kind of curious what the capacity of sports have been. So haven't some of these college football games had a lot of people at them?
There's been stadiums here and there and spread out across different places that have certain percentage of capacities allowed in there. So, I mean,
that all changes too. Like if I were to somehow get, or if we were to all become vaccinated or something,
right?
Then like that increases the likelihood of me like even thinking about going from like zero to like 20%.
Right.
Okay,
whatever. It'll be in Dallas the next year, then L.A., which is kind of funny to me that like Vince is just like, I'm not even fucking with L.A. until 2023. I'm not even going to bother. Well, you know what I mean? he knows because
giving them the
Vince is like
time.
Basically like, yo, 2022, he's like, I don't give a fuck if COVID is an instant killing virus. I'm going full stadium, whether anyone likes it or not. You know? And he's like, I'm not even going near L.A. Okay. Did you guys notice these 8K cameras? I know, Tulo, you have.
Yes.
Twice as much before.
Oh, Phil's telling me that NFL runs at a 30% on average. but it depends on the team and location as well. I mean, I don't think it's the thing. Last thing I'll say about the capacity. I don't think the problem is 30% capacity. You could easily be in a place that big and be very socially distanced at 30% capacity. You know, we're talking about 70% of the stadium not being there. It's a lot of space. You know, the problem is the travel and getting in there and out. Right? Like that, yeah. I can't imagine drunk ass wrestling fans at all adhering to this. Like, how do you sell merch?
And you're in like those are close open quarters at like these shows, like coming in and out and like waiting in line to get your chicken fingers and stuff. Like,
you got to move the merch outside. You got to move all the merch outside.
The merch is normally outside at trucks anyway.
Yeah.
So, and the whole stadium is outside.
Pack your own lunch. You can't buy fucking food there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be wild.
Whack.
So these 8K cameras are very dope.
Yeah, insane.
I would describe them, and I wasn't watching on my best TV for Raw or SmackDown this week, but you could see what they're doing with it is like, essentially, the shots are really awesome. They're like really zoomed in. The wrestler looks crystal clear, and then the background is like high definition blurry. Would
it's
that
like
be
portrait
a good way?
Mode? Can yeah, it's like, right.
It's exactly. It's portrait mode. It makes the entrances like next level. It's next really level. Awesome. What yeah, are those, Tulo? What's the deal with those cameras?
So they started using them. I noticed like a couple weeks ago during the Fox football games. I was like, yeah. my, you know him actually. My buddy Dan Ennis is a producer for CBS Sports.
I know Dan Ennis. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a producer for CBS Sports, and I was like, yo, Dan, what are these things? He's like, yeah, those are the new 8K cameras. Fox has them. I'm like, damn. I was like, those things are sick. It looks like literally feels 3D without being 3D, but obviously they can't use them for a long period of time. So they're only during the end zone, like touchdowns and stuff. So I was like, oh, that's sick. And then sure as shit, 3 weeks later, CBS had the cameras. And then all of a sudden this past week, they showed up on fucking SmackDown. I didn't even fucking think they would use them. And my mind was blown.
They look really awesome.
Do you need a 4K or 8K TV to fully experience?
Nope.
You could just see like it's a different kind of shot. You probably are not getting the full. You're definitely not getting the full resolution.
Imagine, yeah, I can only imagine what looks like on a compatible TV too. It must be like in even more 3D. Like
it just feels like this technology is moving so fast that our TV, our technology, we're not able to get the experience from it. Yeah. Totally. All right. Here's the next thing I'm reading. I want to talk more about wrestling. I don't want to talk about cameras anymore. they're worth mentioning because if you're curious what was happening, they're worth mentioning. They look that awesome. And it's just, again, WWE, their production value so high. Even this thing that we're not going to talk about, which is the Mania sketch announcement thing that we're not going to use any time in here. The thing is produced super well. It looks cool and fun. But yeah, you
it's
know,
bad.
Yeah. But the writing is trash. Okay. I'm reading, two things. I noticed Michelle McCool. This is where posted a video. I sent this to Tula.
Oh yeah. This is good.
It's a video of their Turntaker's kid running the ropes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now then Taker's there and he's there in, he's clearly training gear, right? Now, a couple of fun facts about this. We are in Mania season when he would start training, right?
Yeah.
Also, the ring that he's in, I remember from the Last Ride documentary. Mm. He built this for his match against Reigns in Austin. Took this like abandoned shed thing and like turned it into a wrestling ring. And it's clearly there. And he's dressed the exact same way he was when he was training to wrestle Reigns. So I know that's like small stuff, but I've seen, because I'm, you know, dissecting to an unhealthy degree, I've seen Taker lifting, and this is not the gear he wears when he's lifting. Mm. Like when this is more like is the knees, it's a lot of leg coverings, which you don't need just to be working out, you know?
Right.
And why would he even be, I guess maybe he might have just moved his personal ring in there, but I don't know, to bring the whole family in there, just saying, sus. I'm playing Among Us. It's making me suspicious of everything.
Are you thinking he's training for Mania?
How could he retire on that? on a taped match against AJ and that awful goodbye.
This is exactly what it's like to play Among Us with Dan Black. This is exactly what he does.
When y'all sauce. Y'all sauce.
He just takes something and he's like, listen, Emily, she just started out. How would she know how to close the doors? That doesn't really make any sense. And now he's doing it with Taker.
I played Dan so hard.
Aaron murdered me. Aaron stabbed me to death. Aaron had one of the most vicious kills on me in the Among Us game. Her characters came up to me and went, dude, the knife. You know that kill that, like, that's a real psychopath kill. The knife. You know what I mean?
That was just for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed when somebody gets stabbed to death and, like, the coroner report, it is always like, stabbed like 40 or 50 times. It's never just like once.
No, there's no such thing.
Yeah. It's either really hard to stab somebody to death or really fun to stab somebody to death. Either way, lots of stabbing happening.
Really fun too.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying right now, I believe Taker is training to wrestle. I mean, I think that knowing his personality, I think that Reigns match, and by the way, since he's retired, he's feeling good. He's feeling healthy. He's down at the ranch or whatever. And I think that Reigns match, that could be the Reigns match at Mania. And he could right the wrong of that, right? There's less people there for him to disappoint. I don't know. We'll see.
Did you see the Big E quote, though, that he just said recently? He was on, like, Busted Open or something, and he was talking about how the process goes in WWE. It's like they look at all the part-timers and big-name guys that they can try and see who they can be back for surprises. And then after they get, exhaust all their options, they go, all right, who can we give a shot to on our current roster? That's his legit quote that he said today. Like, that's what it comes down to. It's like you get to the season, it's like, all right, who can we bring back that can probably get us a good pop or something? And now
reason – like that's interesting.
You know their relationship. Vince and Taker's relationship is fucking weird, man. Like,
Vince gets
in his ear. He can get him back again. And I'm sure it's some complex situation with Michelle. Now you see his kids running the ropes. You're like, oh, God, he wants to get back in. And all
you
Vince
know what
has
I think?
Just-
I think his other gear, training gear, was in the laundry. And that was what he had to wear.
Probably.
And
he only has like
3 hours. I mean, that's way more rational. It's way more rational. I'll give you credit for that. That's probably where it is. But the Taker Vince relationship makes me very uncomfortable. Here's the deal. Can we go back to talking about that Mania video? So I don't want to use any time on the show about this, but no, I do think let's just jump right into Royal Rumble. Okay. Oh. So we are in Rumble season and I love it. Everyone loves the Royal Rumble. There's, you know, it's like the coldest take in the world. My favorite pay-per-view since I'm a kid. Blah blah blah. We all get it. It's Christmas for me. I fucking adore the Royal Rumble when it's happening and the mwah, like I, you know, I love it. I love all of it. We all do. The thing I love about Royal Rumble, as it pertains to WWE, the show, is that like everyone has kind of a clear goal. You know, like when Rumble season rolls around, everyone's like, yo, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. That's what I'm going to do. And it helps ground the show. They're all like declaring I'm going to join. Even the whole Fiend Orton storyline is based around, he's like, yo, he's trying to stop me from winning the Rumble. You know? And you're like, oh, I great. Like, it makes the show a show. You know, that's what I really like about it. It seems
like everybody has a plot and a plan of what they would do if they win the Rumble this year, which is very new. I feel like we're getting a lot more wrestlers saying, I'm entering in the Rumble because I want to win this title, or I want to go after this guy, or I want to show that I'm like, everybody's actually given a story where usually it was just like, yeah, I'm in the Royal Rumble because I'm going to throw a bunch of people over the ropes, you know?
Well, they just declare it as like, it's just kind of a throwaway.
Yeah. But,
so like, we keep talking about, before we get to Raw and SmackDown, I just want to talk about you have Drew, the champ. You have Roman Reigns, also a champ, a winner. And who wrestles one of them's wrestling Brock, probably Drew. I think Drew Brock is locked in to me. I'm going to lock that in. Do you think that's not locked in? Brock,
via Rumble? Via Rumble or via...
No, it doesn't matter. There's no point in having Brock win the Rumble, but it still would be fun because it does tie into the storyline because Brock can come back and win the Rumble that Drew took from him, you know? Mm-hmm. He could do that, but do you guys agree that we see Brock Drew at Mania?
Where's Brock been? Is he out, like, in Montana hunting? Like,
I'll be honest. I think if we do, I hope Brock wins. And then, because Brock needs, I mean, Raw needs question. Brock.
That wasn't the question too
I long. Said, if we do I think we'll see it? Yeah, probably. And if we do, I hope Brock wins.
Because I think what Drew's you just said is little... jumping ahead. The question is, do you guys think Drew versus Brock is locked in? And if not, I'll give you a second part of the question. If not, what matches do you see for Drew that would be Mania worthy?
I'm just going to say that I think I see
don't Brock worry, I'll give you
locked
some
in so that I don't have to guess what fucking match I would want to see.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Shame.
I could see. Shame. A couple
Thanks
people.
For nothing. You're dismissed. Bye-bye.
Whoa. I answered your question according to the rubric that you established.
Newman with the no-sell of the century.
Yes, I think it's going to be Brock and Drew. Answer the second part of the question.
All right. I didn't know you were here because you don't want to answer. Part of you being here is that you don't want to answer questions. It's not in your rider. I didn't know. How do I know?
No more
How
questions.
How can I know? No more questions? No questions, please.
No more questions.
It's Alex, no questions, Newman. I forgot about that. His new nickname. The nasty was getting stale. Yeah. It's no questions. All right.
Part of his contract,
no
cues. He doesn't answer questions.
Yeah, Newman does not want. He doesn't want your fucking hypotheticals. He's talking about the moment, baby. All right. So, let's lock that in. So then, okay. So Brock could win. So Brock, potential winner of the Royal Rumble, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
For Roman, what the match that it's hard to see who's going to wrestle Roman unless it's hard to see. Now, what I hear is the rumblings are Daniel Bryan. Okay.
Those are the rumblings on the sheets, the dirty sheets.
It's not as much in the sheet. I saw it in one article. Dipperstein brought it up to my attention, and then I started to think about it, and I was like, oh, that makes sense because. That's why they kind of had him job to Cesaro. It's kind of like they're going to do underdog Royal Rumble, Daniel Bryan to Reigns.
Right.
Why I got swerved by that and I didn't even think about that as a possibility is because I was coming from I got your guy all wrong here. You know, I was coming from a different angle. My angle was like Roman's still on the build as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize we're locking him in. You know what I mean? I still think he needs more bosses, more totally. Big victories. But also at the same time, like, why do I think that? He's headlined 5 Manias and beat everybody. He is the guy, right? Is it going to be Cena?
What about Cena?
It's going to be Cena.
Cena Reigns is a great match. Like,
I mean,
it just is. Whether you could be, you say what you want. First off. We know Cena lives 3 blocks away from Raymond James Stadium, right? Yeah. I mean, is there any chance that he's not 3 blocks from there?
You could just walk over.
Yeah, he's definitely a Tampa guy. I think he actually does live in Tampa. I'm sure he has a Hollywood place now, too. But Cena, obviously, because Cena lost him. But, like, that was at No Mercy in 2017 in the Staples Center. I didn't go. I don't really... I forgot why, but I couldn't go. And so, right? Like, but to have it at Mania means something, you know? So Reigns, Cena coming back, and then seeing, because it wouldn't be about the win. It's about Roman Reigns. The last time they feuded, Roman won, but he didn't really win the feud. He won the match. That was when he had the thing. It's called a promo. If you want to be a top guy, you got to learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he was the whole time. So all he got was the booking pin, but he didn't look good in the feud. So if you have Cena, like, if you have Reigns actually step up to the challenge, this is what Cena's amazing at. It's like, he's incredible at getting the crowd going. He's a great mic guy. So if he can actually have a feud you care about with Cena where Roman looks semi-equal to Cena... That puts him over the top. You know what I mean? Now he's got – that makes him, many would argue, the head of the table. And so I think that Cena is a great match for Roman Reigns. And I think Daniel Bryan is not so much. That's a great match for Daniel Bryan. You know, Big like, E. Right? So Big E's not there.
I'm saying Daniel Bryan versus Big E would be like something I'd rather see.
Oh, yeah, I would like that. But I'm saying Daniel Bryan, and I think Newman.
Yeah.
McMahon's razor would dictate that this is what they do. They go Daniel Bryan. Cena, yes.
You're right. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
That's another application of McMahon's razor.
Yes.
You are the fucking expert of that. I know, no questions, but yes, philosophies all the way. I would say, is that you, Newman? Yes, if Cena says I'll do it, Vince is like, great, right? Sorry, Daniels, just stay home. Go watch the Seahawks, right? But Vince is going to say, oh, well, it worked in the past. Everybody liked it. You're all yelling at me. Daniel Bryan, the underdog, right? And he'll fail to realize that the timing of it, you know? And so then they're going to have to try to sell Daniel Bryan as, yes, move it, Daniel Bryan, while he's in the... Because right now I'm calling him Seahawks Daniel Bryan, you know? And no...
Sports gear.
No, I need mauve, gray, white, black, foofy boots. And that's the only Daniel Bryan. I need long hair. I need the beard. Daniel Bryan without a beard is, I'm not interested. Well, like,
you're set up in a good way to get somebody involved to come out looking like the savior here with this last man standing match. Because you know, Kevin Owens is going to fucking take a beating in this match. And it's going to get violent to further prove how tough Roman Reigns is. So if someone's going to come out and save the day and go into Mania season looking strong. Because you really don't need Roman to do anything else from the end of Rumble to Mania.
It's a holdover match at Rumble for Kevin Owens.
But like I'm saying, it's kind of like weird. It's like, okay, Kevin Owens is coming in for Pierce here. So like they have the opportunity, and it would be, listen, you're also not in front of a crowd. You need to put on an entertaining product for people at home. There's nobody else that can do it better than John Cena. Look what he did last year with fucking The Fiend. All they did was point to a fucking sign, and they got one of the best WrestleMania matches, definitely most unique WrestleMania matches of all time last year. So
I see what you're saying, though. Like that Daniel Bryan would be the McMahon's razor here.
Yeah.
Because Vince would be like, it worked last time. We'll sell him as the underdog to Roman Reigns. Right. But it's Vince making that same mistake that Roman is cooked. He's ready to go. But to me, that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it is like the least, if you put those two next to each other, Daniel Bryan or John Cena is the more exciting version of that match. And so therefore the least exciting version is the one they're going to go with, which is Daniel Bryan.
Wait, so you see, I don't see those as the two same feuds. Cause I see if it's Daniel
Bryan. I'm not thinking feud. You're thinking too deep. It's not feud.
You're thinking mega babyface.
I'm thinking, or just like looking at it on a television. Even just that surface level, like looking at it on television, Roman Reigns versus John Cena gets more people interested than Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns.
Well, yeah, Cena's a big star. Is it close to an A-list, if not already an A-list celebrity, you know?
And therefore, it's more likely that they'll go with Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Because it's not the most exciting one.
Daniel Bryan is very good at this business.
Yeah.
So
true.
I really believe
that.
Right.
We know that, but... I'm talking just looking, just, you know, Mr.
Talking
Mr. Dumb Dumb America, looking at the TV. I know John Cena. That's it. Therefore,
of course. Listen, if you can get Cena, you take Cena. That's like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm just saying, Daniel Bryan, the difference in the story is that Cena is still a climb win for Reigns. Even though he's already pinned him before, you turn a blind eye to that. And also what you do it is in the philosophy of the promo, like I was saying, where it's like actually Roman had to come into himself as a character. And since then he's gotten better. So yeah, he pinned you, you know, you kind of have to ignore his last pin. To be honest, in the build, you pretend they never wrestled before, but you have it where he punked him out, you know, Cena punked you out, blah, 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 you know, and made you look dumb or whatever. You know what I mean? And then it's like, you know, and you have Cena be like, oh, you want to wrestle with no shirt now? He should say that, honestly. That people would fucking love that. Oh, I see you gotten in shape to do this job. Like, that's perfect Cena, by the way, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Fucking so good. It's so spot on.
By the way, I didn't get hired by WWE. I did not. Let's just keep going back.
And you know, then you also add Heyman into the mix too, and then you get Heyman and Cena beef, and like, oh man, it's just it's endless possibilities.
Yeah, it's great, but with Daniel Bryan, who will find a way to make it work. You now have you kind of. It's interesting. It's cool because I guess like Roman Reigns is not like fully seen as a manufactured Vince guy anymore, right? So now you have Daniel Bryan coming in, and he's just going to try to beat him as like the underdog. I know I'm smaller, I'm better. I have the yes movement. I believe in it. But do you? I just can't see myself really, truly, deeply, madly, truly, deeply. Is that the name of that band?
Truly, madly, deeply.
Truly, madly. I wanna climb
with Savage Garden
you
song.
On the mountain.
I think. I think.
I'm saying way too low.
Y'all go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry, I don't want to forget this point because the people need it. And if you interrupt me, I might accidentally ask Newman a question.
Okay, go.
Okay, which we can't have it.
Gotcha.
And then he'll insult the listeners. If I'm a dumb fucking pugilistic, disgusting.
I actually want to reverse what I said. I got it backward. It is McMahon's razor is the Cena one. Is the Cena choice because that
is it?
Like yeah, it is. It is because. Because McMahon's razor dictates that it is the most sort of there is this ineffable quality of McMahon's razor where it's just the thing you know he's gonna do versus the exciting thing. Like Daniel Bryan would probably put on a killer match with Roman Reigns and it would be fun to watch. So I want to revert. I had it backward. The Cena thing as like the of course it's John Cena. That's McMahon's razor.
Yeah. Here's what I would say. Okay, so I agree. I think that makes sense. Should we lock that in, actually?
Lock it in. Okay. No questions, but lock it in.
Okay, so locking in really helps because we compartmentalize here. We do a lot of compartment. It's very organized. Erin keeps it
good.
She runs a tight ship for the Cal Movie Club. Like, you know, all the movies. You know, we keep this organized. We keep it. Everyone stay in their lane. But I have a hard time. Seeing myself truly caring. I'm not going to fall into that Savage Garden joke again. Too many tangents, low-hanging fruit. But I have a hard time seeing myself really buying into, I'm Daniel Bryan and I can overcome the head of the table thing. Because I don't see Roman as that guy, even though he has the credentials. I feel like he just got good. I feel like he needs to fucking beat somebody major as the head, as this character, like Cena. I think he needs that match.
Yeah.
And I also think that could be Brock Lesnar again, unfortunately, which is crazy to say. But I could, if you had Brock, Roman, I that could be cool. And also, I would love AJ Drew. Can we make AJ Drew happen at Mania?
Yeah.
Get AJ back on track.
I was thinking that too. And then, I think Brock being on Raw just makes way more sense for what they're lacking on Raw, which is clear and obvious. I mean, listen, there's a lot of stars over there, but they need someone to focus on and center everything around. Plus, with Brock being champion, he doesn't really wrestle and he's on TV less. So it allows for the show to kind of grow and have more diversity and more stuff. I forgot what I was going to say before when I was going. Oh, but the other thing I was saying, you talked about in the bonus episode, but Seth is an interesting option too with Roman because of the direction of where Roman is going. So maybe Seth is the guy that comes in for KO and is like, yo, what are you doing, Roman? You know, like, this is too far. Like, or he comes back as Messiah. I'm not sure, but I think Seth is the only one who could bridge that, make it interesting to Mania gap that they would need. And it would be fire because there's so much story and history.
You said would alter bridge?
On this day, I...
Actually, it goes like this.
You think you know me.
I see clearly everything has come to life.
That's Skylar Astin.
Would he be old Jew eyes there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be a sky blue eyes. hey, it's sky blue eyes rolling up to the fucking with the Rio. Oh, man. No, I listen. You know what I realized? I realized, like, I'm done with the Messiah gimmick for Seth personally. Mm-hmm. I think it was fun. It was cool. But, like, I just need, like, heal Seth Rollins, like, because you realize that gimmick kind of holds him back from these matches. Like, do you like Messiah? It's like hat on a hat. Messiah Rollins versus head of the table to Roman. It's just kind of like,
know how we
what's
get
that going to look like? You know what I mean? It's going to be.
But you get there right by having Seth come back as face and then losing to Roman at WrestleMania and becoming a heel with Roman. So it's like that match. You lose, you're back with.
I like that.
You're back
that
in
is
order.
Cool.
You know,
that
you're back
cool.
in. If you lose, you're back in. If you win, you win the title. And he's not going to win the title. So then now you have heel Roman and heel Seth running SmackDown with Apollo Crews. Like, just adding Apollo Crews was such a cool element. It's like, let's go. Like, Roman is on fire, man. Just carrying the brand.
So you're saying that, I don't know. I might have lost the sound drop. But you're saying, like, it goes like 3, 2, 1, and then it goes, burn it down. And then you just kind of already know. And you know he's.
Oh, man.
Aaron, you're a huge Seth Mark, right?
I love him, yeah.
Yeah, you're a huge Seth Mark. I'm a huge Seth Mark. But you love Seth. Like, do you want him to come back as Messiah?
No, I'd like to see him come back as my favorite version is like Architect Seth.
Right.
So I'd like to see that again. The laugh, kind of weaselly.
Yeah. Ha ha. Yeah, yeah. If you put Tulo, I think you nailed it there. Actually,
Booking.
The booking is like have Seth come back as Burn It Down Seth, and he's like, I'm gonna win that. Have him win the Rumble. I don't know. Seth already won 2 Rumbles. Pretty sick. He feels like a guy who could break Stone Cold's have a 4 Rumble guy. And you do that, and then mm-hmm. he teams up with Roman at the end of that match, and then you know he's gonna turn on Roman at some point.
Right, he's going to be the architect. He's going to do the whole builds from the inside to take down Roman.
And they can even talk about it the whole time. Roman can always be like, he could be like, yo, I can never trust you, which they kind of did when they got back with the Shield. But I feel like we can erase that zone. That was right, you know, that Jabron zone before Ambrose left.
Start the night off with the men's Rumble. Have Seth come back as 30, win it, be super, like with the Burn It Down like theme music and everything. Then have Roman main event Royal Rumble against Kevin, and at the end when he's like beating the shit out of Kevin, Seth comes out, boom, road to WrestleMania. That thing is set. Plus the pop for Seth, new dad coming back as face. It's too money. It's too good. And no, he can't go heel. He won't lose. He won't join Roman because he's, you know, he's this huge baby face now.
I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying. It doesn't involve
Seth
AJ,
and Roman working together is insane. It would be so sick.
I agree. I agree. And if we have Brock, Drew, Rollins, Roman, you'd be, come on, you'd all be like, that's a sick mania.
And we haven't even talked about the women yet, and the women's stuff can be just as mega with Sasha.
Where do you go? Where do you go, Sasha? You go Sasha versus Malia at Mania? Is that where you go, Sasha Malia?
Sasha.
That's what I would say.
I want to see Sasha v. Melania.
You know, Sasha Malia is so good. Sasha Milani would be good. No, but Sasha, if you can get Rousey, you take her. That's McMahon's razor there, right?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Wow.
Wait, what was it? What was
or Becky?
If you could get Sasha Rousey, you do it, right?
Oh, there's the booking. Yeah. If somehow Becky wanted to come
back. Won't be back.
Can you imagine?
But that's not McMahon's razor. That's not McMahon's.
Becky and Seth winning the Rumbles?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes McMahon's razor can be a good idea. No.
No.
Aren't those kind of like mutually exclusive?
It's always the least interesting.
It's
right?
The least interesting, least exciting.
Okay. I feel like it's the most, it's more the most obvious. Well, isn't that kind of the nuance of it?
But that's the.
Because like if you get Rousey, like Cena versus Roman is like the most obvious to me. So that does apply to McMahon's razor.
Right. But it's first of all, way too many questions. Second of all, there's.
Yeah. Well, can you change your name there to Alex No Questions Newman, please? So I'll remember. You don't have to do it now, but maybe for the future.
Yeah, that was another question, by the
Please,
way.
No questions. Please, no questions.
No more questions.
I feel like we get that. Remember Miz's music used to have, it was the paparazzi even have the flashes going? Yeah, I think I should get just, when you say no questions, just have a bunch of flashes of camera. Like, no questions, no questions. Like, too famous, bro. You're too famous. Too important.
Yeah, no, it's the idea is that obviousness does factor in, but it's that the most, it's the least exciting or least interesting idea is the, therefore the most obvious that they're going to do. Like it's all, it's still there. The obviousness right. is still there, but it's, yeah, it's Rhonda is not McMahon's razor. Cause I would not expect that.
Okay, I see that. That's a more nuanced. You are the architect of McMahon's razor, so I can't argue.
We got to make sure what everybody knows. It's not to be confused with Akam and Razor, authors of Pain, right?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or the guys Akam who wrote Pain. Akam and Razor are the guys who wrote Pain.
Right. Right.
Tula went full Long Island. Akam and Razor.
Akam and Razor.
Akam.
Oh God, my dad had one the other day. blanking on it. It was so good. Oh my God.
My dad says, I was looking something up on the Google.
Oh, Google. He goes deep. Oh
yeah. Yeah,
deep,
your dad is a dice man.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I was
my
like,
dad missed
I was looking
Google.
Up Fuck. Something on Google.
Yeah, that's exactly how.
Oh, my dad mispronounced a word that like no one has ever in their life mispronounced, and I said it to him. I stop every time. And I go like,
live?
That's just amazing how you did that. And I can't remember what it was. I got to write them all down.
You have to start writing them down.
I was in English class in high school, and we were reading, it was like the Red Badge of Courage, like some Civil War book. And the book describes a ginger bearded man. That's how, several times, the ginger bearded man. And they were doing popcorn style. People are reading around the room, right? Yeah. Everyone, like six people it went through, they kept saying Ginger. The ginger bearded man. God. I lost my cool. I shouted. I was like, it's ginger. It's pronounced
ginger. You
know
the word ginger.
The ginger. The ginger bread man.
I'm like, it's ginger. Ginger. The word is ginger. The teacher's like, Alex, relax. He's right. It's ginger.
No questions, please. How that started. You guys. All right. Anyway, we talked about Rumble booking. Yeah, I guess Sasha. You go. Sasha Malia is the one. Here you go. Sasha Rousey, Sasha Charlotte. I mean, there's a couple things you could do there. They're all pretty interesting. It'd be nice if. I mean, let's just jump into Raw and SmackDown. I have a couple points here and there, but we won't harp on it all because a lot of holdover shows until the Rumble. You know.
Yeah.
Not that there's bad stuff happening. This Cage Side Seat article I read, because I watched SmackDown on Friday, so sometimes I'll look at articles to remind me what happened on SmackDown if I watched it live. A lot of times I rewatched it. I rewatched like half of it actually today. This guy was like, he gave SmackDown like an A+. And he was like, SmackDown's on point. And then Tulo's also like, SmackDown's the best. I really thought it was okay. I thought it definitely wasn't bad, but it didn't blow me away or anything. But let's just talk about the individual segments. I don't want to talk overall. The Adam Pearce thing, I guess we got worked here. I think it was just odd that, first off, I was disappointed to not get to see this Roman Adam Pearce match because I worked myself into it, like being like, yo, let's see Adam Pearce first. Let's just see what that looks like. I don't even know what that is.
And what is he capable of?
Right. It's just another Kevin Owens match, and it's like here Roman's already beat Kevin Owens a bunch of times in matches that were fun, but not like shit. We were like, right, like there was like Cena, AJ, and we were excited for all three. Yeah. Or like Kevin Owens, Cena. Fuck. Cena's always the constant in all this shit. Cena was very good towards the end of his career. But yeah, so my point is that I was like, oh, well, whatever. It'll be. Obviously, it's not like a match that Roman's going to lose, but I was like, what is that? And then it was like, oh, it's Kevin Owens again. I don't know. It just was, it was like, if it was Brock or something or someone that was
if it was a surprise, like when he brought someone out at the end, I was just like, oh, it's KO again. If it was like someone you weren't expecting or haven't seen in a while.
Right. Or
someone you idolize.
You know what I mean?
Like Triple H.
When it just wasn't.
Yeah. It could have been someone you idolize. Well, it could have been Triple H also, not just someone, you interpret but, that drop over.
I mean, the
you
last
want.
Two matches were like in booking and stuff, it doesn't really make any sense. But the last two matches were awesome. And if they use it, like I said, to bridge to something for happen at Rumble or Mania, I think that's what they're just setting up, honestly. And there's nobody better
on
than
this day.
You said bridge. But take it to the bridge, baby. Alter bridge. By the way, I got corrected by on the Discord server by Sean. What's it to you? He told me I didn't even know this for years. Metalingus is the name of the Edge song.
We said that last time.
I didn't. I remember saying Alter Bridge, but I thought that I thought Alter Bridge. Yeah,
we typed it. He told us.
Right, he told us that it was Alter Bridge. But
I say it every
reason,
time you say it.
Okay, Phil. Please, Phil. No questions. But I Alter Bridge is I knew he said that, but for some reason my mind thought Alter Bridge sung a different song.
They do. Not for wrestling. They had like a hit. I think they were that band. Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, but like Mark Tremonti from Creed was in that band, right? Wasn't he like the post? Do we know? He was in that band after Creed, and they had a song in like 2000.
Oh, I think I have it. This song. This one. Everybody, coming at you, Alter Bridge on the 101. You're listening to Alter Bridge Radio. Everybody, perform Metalingus on each other. What is Metalingus? Is that like...
Sounds like a sexual term.
Well,
Cunnilingus at a rock show? Like what? A metal show. Sorry, Newman. Rock is different. Okay?
Do you see a lot of cunnilingus happening at metal shows? Like,
yes, Newman, answer the question. Oh, wait, never mind.
I mean, they don't call it a pit for nothing.
Hey, baby. All peaches have a pit. Oh, I got filthy. All right. Listen. I don't like where this is going, folks. Okay,
millions of peaches.
Wow.
Peaches for free.
Shame.
Oh, my God. Shame. I got to get the Right to Censor sound effect, which just goes. Oh, Right to Censor. If I had to come back in wrestling, I would come back as Right to Censor. Okay.
Was it Don Callis, right?
And I'd be like super liberal, Right to Censor. Wouldn't that be? Because you always thought they were like Christian conservatives. Now you have liberal Right to Censor. It's been like, that's not funny. That's not funny what you're doing. That's not a joke.
In these scenes, you can stop people from getting their music entrance music played because they're infringing on copyrights and stuff like that. No. You got to shut off his music. He doesn't have the rights to that song.
That's more corporate censor. I'm doing more like Twitter censoring, deplatforming.
Gotcha.
You deplatform people. But yeah, we can do that also. We can bring that in. All right. So just a couple small things from Raw and SmackDown that we'll all run through. Whatever. So the Adam Pearce thing. Adam Pearce is just, we said it already. He's very good at grounding the show. Like, he plays it straight. He gives me what I want in WWE all the time. Like, he feels like he really works there and has a job, you know? He's kind of just, like, boring. Shep says he looks like a POV porn star, which is fair. He's
How
got
do you
that.
Know what a POV porn
How
star
would
looks
you
like?
Know? Yeah.
From porn. Like, he looks like a guy in, like,
yeah, but if it's
porn.
The POV of the...
POV.
No, I know. He looks like a guy who runs a POV site. Like,
I guess.
It's not about what it is. It's just a vibe.
I guess.
Know?
Maybe if we're thinking of it, maybe Shebs is watching porn from...
Different kind of
A different
porn.
Point of view.
Yeah.
I didn't think about exactly that. I just meant, like, he does feel like a guy who works on an amateur porn set.
Maybe
okay?
he...
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, he'd definitely be in Cobra Guys, right?
Cobra Guys. Oh, man. Was that on a bonus app, Cobra Guys?
Yeah.
Cobra Guys. I don't remember how that came up. I don't remember the genesis of Cobra Guys. You'll have to go on the bonus app like a couple weeks back and listen to my pitch.
What it applies to this right here.
It's
this
Cobra
is
Guys.
Subscribe to the Patreon, folks.
It
to
is
find
pornograph.
Out what Cobra Guy means.
Yeah.
Cobra
Sign
Guys.
Up to the Patreon for all the other benefits. A sticker. We're going to bring in a Cal Movie Club. New art for the pod. Discord server. And also hear the genesis of Cobra Guys.
strike first. Strike hard. No condoms.
I think I did have a slogan also. I don't remember what it was. Oh, man. No mercy, no condoms. Oh, anyway. Yeah, you're right. No condoms. That's funny. All right. Listen. Another thing. I want to talk quickly about Bayley and the Ding Dong Hello show.
Ding Dong Hello. Yes.
Is Bayley's new gimmick pretending to be Jewish? I mean,
I
just want to point out.
Right?
Like, I don't know. Like, there was part of me that was like, it's oh hello, right?
It's
like,
oh hello.
Hello. Like she's doing like Mulaney and Kroll, right? With the glasses. Like she looks like like she works at the New Yorker, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's like not at all nailing the nuance of that. You know what I mean? She's not like, she doesn't look like Fran Lebowitz or whatever. Like, it's not like, she's not pulling, it's like coffee talk, but without admitting that it's a Jewish stereotype. Now, right. I'm not offended by it or anything, but I bet she has no clue that that's what she's doing. But her gimmick is pretending to be a New York City Jew.
Oh, wow. And
she, I don't think she realizes it, right? Am I wrong? Yeah.
Very spot on. Maybe a Long Island Jew, actually.
Well, yeah. Well, she gives me like the NYC.
She's got the bob. She's got the bob for the Long Island haircut. That's very. Caputo's been the Long Island medians hot topic.
And I like the thing about Bailey. The thing about her that grows on me. So I would say she's not like the Ding Dong Hello Show was a fun idea, but like it wasn't. Dipper C made this point on the Monday sesh on the last ep. It's not really. He's right. It's not really a thing. Like it's a cool idea. The production's fun, that like it has like music. I like it. I'm not saying it didn't really work, but it is true that it is very Bailey is very unclear to me. Like I like when she goes like play it. Like I like she's nailed that like Karen thing, right? Like you're saying too long.
Yeah.
She's nailed that like very annoying Bailey thing, but also she's pretending to be like a Jewish woman my mom's age. Which is also odd.
Well, she also has a good counterpart in Bianca too. So it's like their chemistry, I feel, is like nice the way it's like balancing each other. So
I love Bianca. Bianca Mark. She's so cool. She's doing one of those. She's doing a classic. I'm new to main roster thing of like I just say my catchphrase and that's enough. And I get it. She hasn't fully figured out exactly what it is. But you can't just make that's why I'm the EST. That's not an answer to a question. Okay. And we know Newman doesn't know how to answer. He doesn't like to answer questions.
He knows how to answer questions.
He doesn't want to take them. Right. But right. He doesn't take crap for anybody. And for him it's crap. It's you know civil questions. But listen, people, folks, but wait, let's move on. I mean,
no preguntas, por favor.
Well, they're going to have a fucking obstacle course match.
Yeah.
Like, there's this thing in wrestling where it's like, I get it. It's hard. I'm not actually critiquing her. I'm just saying it's like, she's just like, you get a question, and you're like, and you respond, you get like a threat or something, and you're like, listen, you got to worry because I am the EST. And you're like, what? Okay, wait, but that does, I get it. That's your catchphrase, but like, how are you actually going to beat her? What's your actual strategy? Answer the question. She's pulling a real Newman there. But anyway, I like it. It's just funny. It dawned on me. I like, oh yeah, I mean, Sasha's killing it. I like Carmella. I think she's really, I like what Carmella's up to. I would give Carmella way more of a set, like a Britt Baker style show. Where it's like all about telling her how amazing she looks and like it, this stuff again. Okay. That's an example. I would have Carmella's show. It's called Carmella's Corner. Right. And it's set just like Britt Baker's dental shop thing. But everyone, and she's like, I'm going to ask you questions. And all her questions are like, don't I look great?
Yeah, that's great.
And you're like, yeah, are you going to ask me about anything I'm doing? You're like, oh yeah. When you're sitting with me, do you feel better? Like right, like that, and then you'd be like that
so
would be awesome,
good, dude.
Right? Like just like that, and it's all mirrors that face her. There, she keeps having the lights and her makeup done, adjusted, yeah. But it's all her, and the other person's lit like shit. You know what I mean? Maybe she's like, "Can you hold this mirror? Like hold this." She has them holding a light. Yeah. The guest holding a bounce.
Yeah. Boom. Everything.
Okay, I just wrote a segment.
Not okay. Easy.
All right. Okay, just running through stuff. That was cool. Orton's makeup was so bad.
Oh my God. What was that?
Aaron, did you like it?
Did I like it? No, I did not like it. I felt uncomfortable. It was like the burn victim mask and then red paint on his nose and eye circles and
right.
His like chapped little stepdad lips.
Whoa. I mean, look, the guy had a fireball come like... this close
I know. That explains the mask.
Yeah. He had a fireball come about as close as Bobby Lashley's stomp on Riddle's feet,
yeah.
Which was to say about a couple feet away.
Right. He had, what did he say? Folks. He had first degree burns. Like, didn't even go for second or third.
Yeah.
First degree burn.
First degree is like sunburn. And then, like, first degree burn is like right there above it.
Yo, that,
right.
That was like the least threatening fireball I've ever seen in my life. It happened to Keith Lee on NXT like four weeks ago from Scarlett.
He has the full face mask on. Like, he was like attacked by a chimpanzee.
I honestly didn't know why he had them. I was like, wait, what happened? Who is this? What happened to Randy that he's dressed?
Yeah. I have a question.
Mask at first. I was like,
I ask the questions around here, and I do have a question.
Oh, that's how it works?
I do have a question about Randy Orton, and maybe you guys can clue me in because I haven't heard him say this a million times.
Yeah.
Is he directing hatred towards himself at other people?
Oh.
Can we clear that up? Because, I mean, I feel like I haven't heard him say that over and over and over and over. And over again.
Is this a fiend thing, you think, maybe?
Yeah. Is that a line that he keeps saying?
I
hear voices in my head. They counsel me.
All right, so he hears voices in his head. They counsel him. He did say the voices, right?
Right. Well, and he said about 500,000 times that the hatred he feels towards himself, he's directing at other people.
This was bound to happen, you know. If you keep stacking weight on someone's back, eventually they're gonna break. Like Orton is now a mat. They've relied on him so hard that now he's masked with first degree burns on his face. First degree burns are not. That's the least kind
it's
of
like
burn, right?
Nothing. Yeah.
Just him at home being like, oh, well, you know, I'm gonna call it. I'm getting to bed. Help me put my burn mask on so I don't peel my face off of my pillow in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but my nose, eyes, and mouth are
Just
going to hang out. I mean, it is like actively bleeding right now, but no big deal.
And keep in mind, Ziggler on SmackDown, Ziggler and Bobby Roode won the tag titles and then weren't booked on SmackDown.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
they
that.
Won last week, but don't worry, the Street Profits got a segment. I've just brought it through shit here. And, AJ versus Ricochet at Raw was sick. Like, not surprising, but was a really
that
good
Styles
time.
Styles Clash was insane at the end. That was I literally marked the fuck out. Like, it was crazy.
I like, sometimes when I'm watching Raw and SmackDown, like, since I watch so much of it, I have to, like, tell myself, like, yo, Dan, like, just enjoy this one.
Yeah.
You know, like
yep,
and
that
I literally will do this.
But they tried to do it.
We'll go like, all right. And then that's how I watched AJ versus Ricochet. Like, and I was like, you know?
But like they did their best to ruin it. You know, it's just like they had to do, you got to go out there and wrestle AJ because you have to earn a spot into the Royal Rumble when everybody else is declaring themselves in.
Why the fuck there?
Ricochet just like escaped from the retribution death hole. Apparently, also, the sheets are saying, by the way, that he signed through 2024. If that's the case, I don't know.
Ricochet did?
That's what I'm hearing.
He definitely, definitely did. He definitely did. Yeah, it's a lot of money, man. You know, he definitely did. He definitely did.
But like, that's
because,
wild.
Because what happened was, is Triple H and Vince sat him down. They said to him, "Listen, man, like we have huge plans for you.
Yeah,
just trust us. Like right now, you might not be happy with the booking, but like we're gonna get you there. We're gonna build
Which
you
is
up.
Possible.
And then
it's happened.
He probably that's why they gave him this AJ match. It was three segments long this week. You know what I mean?
I mean, it was a killer match, but then he lost, and I'm just like,
yeah,
damn,
but
Ricochet's
you can lose to AJ. He's AJ. You know?
Right, but he doesn't get to be in the Royal Rumble. That kind of sucks.
But yeah, he gave a couple weeks to work himself back in, right? He might actually have a story now.
Meanwhile, Natty can just like RSVP.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Right. It makes no fucking sense.
That's why I am declaring myself for the Royal Rumble while other people have to work really hard.
Oh,
I found the loophole.
Fucking explode. That,
and if they hit this, like, they're like, I spoke to WWE official Adam Pearce, and he said that these cameras are placed all around the arena, and if you find one, you can declare. Right? Is that like that would be that would be
makes
how they describe it. You know what I mean? Like that's the only way that makes any sense, right?
Yeah. You hit record, you say you're declaring, and then after 5 seconds it self-destructs, so nobody else can use that camera.
Like all you have to do is start the show off, right? Let's say you want to start the show off with a match. Fine, start the show off with a match. Then go backstage. And you have Adam Pearce with all his guys being like, we're working on the Royal Rumble entrance list. We're trying to make a fair way on how to do it. Or they got the fucking the randomizer. They're making the list.
Amazing.
You come in the back and you're like, yeah, like, and then someone's like, I saw that I'm not eligible to declare. I'm not on the declare list. And it's like, listen, we got too many guys. We got a declare list. We're seeing if there's any spots open, we'll work you in. He's like, well, I definitely need to be in the Royal Rumble. How can I do it? Well, someone else comes in and is like, hey, and it's like, I also want to do that. And he goes, you know what? We settle this in the ring, right? That's how Angle would do it. And then you have these two. It's like, we'll find a spot. If you guys win, we'll put you at the top of the eligible list, right?
Right.
Something like that. Or it's like, or have somebody take somebody out beforehand so that they can't be on the list or something. You know, grounding it with a list just makes sense, right? Or some kind of process. That would be cool. But instead, it's some can declare, some can't, suspend your disbelief. We're definitely not who you think we are. I don't even know what I'm watching. I didn't think anything yet. What is this? Who are you? I don't know. I'm Hugh, can't see me. I'm fucking, would you blow me?
Why even have people declare themselves in advance? Why not save all the surprise up until the night before? Have everybody backstage. You got 60 men's wrestlers. Have them all backstage. All right, your pick. You're fucking number one. Get out there. And you just have people run out and do shit like that. You don't show all of them. Some of them are surprises. It's so simple. They just find a way to go out of their way to just fucking make it dumb. I don't get it.
Let's run through more stuff quick. Last couple of things. Alexa. I like what Alexa did on Raw, obviously. She's cool. Mm-hmm. She's in her zone. But then when she wasn't believably scary to Asuka in any way. Like, she just turned it into black clothing, like no mask. She, like, why would Asuka all of a sudden be so scared? It didn't register to me. Like, I liked what Alexa was doing, but Asuka was all of a sudden so freaked out. It didn't totally register to me. Oh, I think they're probably gearing up to Alexa having a way scarier look.
Yeah.
They're just not going there. They don't want to blow it yet. But then you also can't have it. It's not believable for Asuka to be like, oh no, your clothing turned black, but it's still your 3 feet tall and wearing a skirt and are like a cheerleader.
Asuka can spit poison mist at will.
Right.
A costume change, no matter how mystical it comes about, is not going to scare her.
I was dying for her to spit mist and it be red instead of green, like blood or something, and just freak Asuka out. Like, that's what I was asking for. It's like, oh, imagine if she sprays the mist and, like,
her
she
red
goes,
goo.
And it's red and she goes all over Alexa, and Alexa's just like, instead she's smearing black lipstick. It was just missing elements to things they already established. She spit out the weird stuff out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. She's had the contact lenses change. We didn't get any of that, except we just got the dress. So
You're right. It was a de-heightening from the stuff when Fiend's there.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm starting to think, is Bray like warging almost? Like, is he able to control like wrestlers from not even being
war
there?
Games? Like, he's war games?
War gamesing.
Is he war gamesing? I didn't hear what you said.
Warging?
It was a Game of Thrones.
Warging?
Yeah.
Nick is such a WWE fan. Nick is such a WWE fan that he does what WWE does, which is they make references 2 years after they were in the zeitgeist. Well, so he's referencing Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking the same thing that's happening with Alexa, maybe happening with Randy now. And like, the Fiend is able to control these two beings.
Well,
you know?
I think that Randy destroyed the Fiend's vessel. And he's there in spirit because she's like looking to her left, like talking to somebody, and he's not there.
The horse was moving.
Right. So he got rid of the physical form, but he's still, like his spirit. He has to inhabit something.
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying. You're talking about when what's his name? Bran Stark would go in the other guy's eyes.
Dragons or whatever.
I got it. Nice reference, bro.
Hold the
okay.
door. Oh, good for you.
What else am I
sorry,
house?
I don't watch Game
what
of Thrones. No. I do watch. I forgot it. That was a good reference. But that was a good reference. I got to say this about Asuka. Like, I don't think necessarily she needs, like, a mouthpiece. Like, and it kind of, like, makes me kind of, like, uncomfortable. Be like, oh, all foreign talent needs someone to speak for them. You know what I mean? But she is a mess in these segments. Like, her energy, her acting makes no sense. It has nothing to do with her language barrier. She's just like, what? Like, and I'm like, what, like, right? Well, and you're like, wait, but you're supposed to be scared later and you're less scared? It feels like your reaction's lower. She keeps selling out the other her act. Someone needs to talk to her about her acting. Like she, it doesn't need to be. She could speak fully Japanese, and I wouldn't care. You know,
right?
But like, she needs to. She needs to convey with her body language and her face acting that, like, whatever they're trying to pull off. You know,
well, think about it's a she's doing the
I'm
Japanese
a thick boy
style
down low.
Exactly. Yes,
she's doing think about that.
I'm a yeah. thick boy down low.
Correct. She's still doing her Joshi style wrestling stuff in. Like, that's her. That's what she knows. That's what she does, you know? Like, so that whole, like, her acting style is her legit style that she's used to wrestling when she was in Japan and stuff. Like, that right. would all go over because she's able to interact. So she was across
it,
from...
Right, but that's... Yeah, regardless but, I mean,
to push,
if it's...
To, jo- yeah. to push back on that, like, I don't think Bull Nakano would be like, wowie zowie. Yeah. Like, I don't think that... Like,
are you, you're agreeing with me, right?
What I'm yeah. saying is, didn't
like,
it
tone
work,
it
though?
Down, Oscar. You're very good. Just yeah. You're the champion. Just, like,
and
relax.
To be fair, I feel the same exact way about Montez Ford. He is
agreed.
Going 200 miles an hour... when 100 miles an hour would be just the sweeter spot.
I agree.
Right.
But the same thing. It's like, just reel it
well,
in a little bit.
It really shows when she's dealing with talent who are in their zone. So like when she's with Alexa, who's doing exactly the job, she's nailing the job. And then you're like, who's the one going nuts? It's like when Damon Wayans came in and got fired from SNL for doing a gay voice. You know about that? Well, yeah. If you watch the sketch, you could see the sketch of Damon Wayans getting fired from Saturday Night Live. He was on the show for like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And he plays a cop who's a straight man, and he's supposed to just come in and someone... who's the character? I forget what the character is. But someone else is clearly the unusual character. He's supposed to be just a cop. And he comes in and he's like, hey, boys, I heard there's a murder here. Like, he does like that voice. Right, and Lorne yeah. fired him that night. You know, yeah. he's like, yo, you're not supporting the other. And that's like what Asuka does, except it's not as egregious. David right. Wayans did it just to be like, yo, I'm on TV. I got to show what I could do.
Right.
Or he's frustrated by their process. And maybe Asuka is. But Asuka's just coming in going nuts and like no excuses of like that. Like I'm Finn Balor's my example. Like no excuses of like he was in the Bullet Club. He used to do it over there. No. It probably sucked over there also. I've watched Finn Balor for 10 years, and my observation of Finn Balor is so spot on, is that he finds a catchphrase and says it into the camera. Every week, it's like, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And that's the end, right?
Did you just see the shirt I sent you? How bad it is?
Really? I like that, but...
The cloth that I'm made of, they don't make it anymore. Drop the mic. It's like... It's
fucking Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, Finn, who? Like, some of these guys are just—they missed the mark. That's all. But Asuka's great. Like, I'm a fan of Asuka's. I love that she's the champion. It's just like, tone it down. Like, yeah. cool
it's
it down.
Too wacky. And it's then like, wacky. But then also like, there was that dance break where she was like, okay, like let's dance. Like that was that wasn't all on her. Like yeah. someone put that dance break in there. So. Yeah. You know, they're not exactly giving her a lot to work with here.
No, I couldn't agree more.
I think,
it's not
I think
all her fault, but yeah. she's not helping. Like, listen, some wrestlers get shit scripts and they, like, make it work, right?
Yeah.
Like, Roman Reigns got the script. He had to. Roman Reigns' head of the table is a proven thing. We all think it's cool. All you guys made him one of your guys. But he still get the script of like, yo, there's no weatherman here. There's no way to deliver that with anyone being like, that's cool, Roman.
No,
cool line of like, I'm not the weatherman.
It goes, yeah,
it's impossible.
Like, oh, ding dong, pizzas are here. Oh, these aren't pizzas. They're manhole covers, you idiot. It's like the most basic, like fucking like comedy improv sketch thing. It's like, you're just, you know, like, oh, here's a pencil. That's not a pencil. That's a fish, you moron. Like it's...
All right,
you can't do that.
I agree. All right, last thing we got to talk about is something that really did work. So we'll end on a positive note. Was I actually thought the Ms. Morrison segment with Dave Krumholtz was a good time.
Oh,
I have questions for it. Like, and by the way,
Newman won't be taking them for that.
Oh yeah, Newman. I have,
I have no questions. I loved it. I laughed.
Me too.
My ass off when Gilbert was like, guys.
Well, dude. Yeah. So. That segment was clean. It was good. Like, Miz and Morrison.
And the winner of that match will go on to face Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre.
By the way, Dave Cromwell's being officially Drew McIntyre in wrestling. It's great. By the way, I have
I
a friend.
So
I already have an ask out to Krumholtz to come on the show and explain himself. The ask is out, and I've been told, let's cross our fingers, I've been told, yeah, he'll do your show.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told. Yeah. That's what I've been told. I don't know if that's true, but I have so many questions because I feel like we know a lot of the actors who are marks, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've never heard of Krumholtz at all being involved. We know he does live in New Jersey, which was actually a joke that I know from listening to him on another podcast. We'll see you in hell. I'll plug the podcast. We'll see you in hell. Great podcast. They're on Patreon, patreon.com/ I don't know what their thing is, but / comedians of wrestling. great.
20 more patrons.
That's two of my buddies, Pat Walsh, Joe DeRosa, two hilarious comedians and writers. But so Pat Walsh on the show is buddies with Dave Krumholtz. Mm. And Krumholtz comes on the show sometimes. And so I know he lives in New Jersey. But there was a joke, like, you live in New Jersey. But, like, here's my question. It's like, we're in the middle of COVID. My thought was, like, yo, he's quarantining in Florida and is friends with The Miz from, like, some fucking movie they did together, right? Mm-hmm. Or Morrison. And they're like, yo, you want to come here? But if he traveled down, I don't have any confirmation of it. Like, what is the genesis of Krumholtz being in this during COVID going to the Thunderdome, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But anyway, he was great.
The mini sword.
Yeah, he was.
The mini
great.
Sword was hilarious. Listen,
the shirt off, the whole thing.
That's a trope of wrestling. It's like these guys come out. It's all happened in wrestling. They insult each other by bringing out a lot. Most of the time, little people versions of their opponent. Right. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's their go-to. But
I 100% thought it was going to be Hornswoggle. I was like, oh, definitely going to be Hornswoggle. They got Hornswoggle for this bit for sure.
But the reason this one works specifically is because Drew McIntyre was an organic thing that happened that they're like, oh, let's make it Drew McIntyre. But the thing about the segment is that, like, it wasn't going well, and they did almost like a farce noises off style thing where Miz and Morrison were giving each other shit. Because, like, yo, you're supposed to book good actors. These guys suck. Like, this is supposed to be funny. It's not working. So they're acknowledging that this is kind of a tired, stupid segment that WWE does, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it just was funny. Miz is just – the thing about it is that I don't want either of these guys together, Miz and Morrison. Miz has that briefcase. I want to see – I'm looking to see Miz cash in at Mania, you know, preferably on a – man, what do you want to see? Drew, I don't know. I would like him to just swerve everybody and go after Roman or something, you know?
Wow.
I mean, if there's one thing that's true about Miz is that he does – there was a time we said this on the pod, like, no matter who he's up against, he does a really good job of making you care about that match leading up to it. So it could be anybody. And I think he'll do a good job of selling it.
Yeah. And let's just say we liked that segment. Anyway, we'll talk more about wrestling this week, a shit ton more over on patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Thanks for listening, guys. We're Rumble season's here. This is like the first ep that made me feel like Rumble's a thing, you know what I mean? But yeah, we'll be listening and we'll be watching the Rumble all together with patrons in the Cowzoom Thunderdome. It's the Cowzoom Thunderdome Club tier on Patreon. You'll see when you go into Patreon all those tiers. We'll be watching on January 31st as a everybody on Zoom. It sounds nuts, but it's a really fucking fun time to watch wrestling. So do that. Go to patreon.com. We'll be having 20 more patrons. We'll start that stretch goal today. 20 more patrons, you get new art. Every patron gets a new sticker based on the new art. It's a fire sticker. It's already made, so there won't be any delay once we get that. And the return of season three of the Cow Movie Club. 10 movies that we'll be watching and a bunch of TV books, movies.
All tiers of patrons will...
Mm-hmm. And we will recommend one painting. That's one guarantee. We'll recommend one painting.
One art piece per episode.
That's all coming. And this Friday for the Patreon, Tulo versus Dipperstein in a moderated debate. I'm feeling political this week. By me. Tulo versus Dipperstein. Mr. Positivity versus, I'll call him for this sake, when you said it, quote unquote, Mr. Negativity. He's not feeling a lot of what's going on right now. And let's see how that goes. So that'll be at the $5
tier, baby,
in Patreon. And also, there's instructions in the Patreon if you're curious on how to connect to the Discord. If you have it, if you have Patreon and Discord, it's very, very simple. Cool. Everybody, that's everything. We have the Royal Rumble pool coming up. There's a lot happening. And also, by the way, check out my article. That's it. On Medium.com. DanBlackAttack.medium.com or something like that. The article is called Trump Worked Himself Into a Shoot. And last thing I'll plug, I said a million things. Check out Regular Guy News Podcast. I'd be remiss if I didn't plug. Erin's doing a great job over there from the field. You guys don't know this. She travels every week out into the field to bring you the hard-hitting news. She just got back from D.C. She was in D.C. right outside the gates. She almost got accosted by what seemed to be some kind of militia. I don't know what happened out there. Check that out on the Regular Guy News Podcast. That's it. Thank you for stopping by, everybody. We're talking wrestling, and everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kiss it.
Comedians of wrestling. I love